Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. This week, we're looking at daily routine again. However, we're looking at specific things which happen at certain times of the day. In your daily routine, you probably at some point get yourself up out of bed. You probably dress yourself. You might shave yourself. Then at the end of the day, you might put yourself back in bed. All these things are actions which happen to yourself, and they require a certain type of verb in Spanish. This type of verb is called a reflexive verb, and that's what we're learning about today. This week we're talking about everything that happens before breakfast and after dinner. And you might wonder why this is all being kept for one separate podcast, but we'll explain why in just a moment. To begin with, I'm going to take you back to when you learned how to say, I am called, my name is. One of the first phrases that you learned back in lesson two. How do you say, I am called Mark, or I am called Cara?
Me llamo Cara.
Me llamo Cara. Okay, so me llamo. Me llamo, at the time I told you, actually means I call myself. And at the time, you probably thought, what a strange way to say my name is. But this is when we're going to explain this further, because me llamo means I call myself, and it's what you call a reflexive verb. Now, reflexive verbs exist in many languages. In French, for example, you've got je m'appelle, in Italian, mi chiamo, and in German, other examples like ich frage mich, and so on. What we want to think about in Spanish is simply using that small word, me, and then combining it with a normal verb. So, for example, me llamo is myself, I call. Me llamo, myself, I call. When we're talking about I call myself, it doesn't make as much sense. But when we're talking about things like me ducho, literally means myself, I shower. I shower myself. So I have a shower. I take a shower. So try that. Me ducho.
Me ducho.
Me ducho.
Me ducho.
Okay, so me again means myself. Or you may have a bath instead. Me baño.
Me baño.
Me baño.
Me baño.
So, literally, myself, I bathe. I bathe myself. And note that this means I bathe myself, as in you wash yourself and so on. It doesn't mean that you don't bathe with anyone else, if you know what I mean. Anyway, me baño. I bathe myself. I have a bath. Me baño.
Me baño.
Me ducho. I have a shower.
Me ducho.
Or I shower myself and so on. And in fact, from the minute you wake up, you start to use reflexive verbs in Spanish. I wake up. In this case, you actually wake yourself up. Me despierto.
Me despierto.
Me despierto.
Me despierto.
Now, how would you say I wake up at 6?
Me despierto a las 6.
Me despierto a las 6. Muy bien. Now, sometimes waking up and actually getting up are two completely different things. So, me despierto a las 6, pero me levanto a las 7.
Me levanto a las 7.
It's actually not levanto, it's levanto. There's just one L there. Levanto.
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 Me levanto a las siete.
Me levanto a las siete.
Muy bien. Me despierto a las seis. Me levanto a las siete. Me ducho. Y me afeito.
Me afeito.
Yeah. Now, Cara, probably this wouldn't apply to you. It means I shave myself, okay? Me afeito. Me afeito. I have a shave.
Me afeito.
So it comes from afeitarse to shave. So me afeito.
Me afeito.
Okay, so let's go through these again. Me despierto.
Me despierto.
Me levanto.
Me levanto.
Me ducho.
Me ducho.
Or me baño.
Me baño.
Me afeito.
Me afeito.
Okay, now something that I'm probably less likely to do is use the phrase me maquillo.
Me maquillo.
Okay, now if I tell you that el maquillaje is the word for makeup, then me maquillo.
I put on makeup.
Yeah, I put on my makeup. So you may also want to say me peino.
Me peino.
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 Me peino means I do my hair. I comb my hair or whatever you do to your hair. Me peino.
Me peino.
And one other thing that hopefully you'll do before you go out the house is say me visto.
Me visto.
Me visto comes from vestirse, which means...
To get dressed.
Yeah, to get dressed. To put on your vest, I suppose. Me visto.
Me visto.
Me visto. I get dressed. So let's run through these later ones again. Me afeito.
Me afeito.
Me maquillo.
Me maquillo.
Me peino.
Me peino.
Me visto.
Me visto.
And always remember that in all of these, the me means myself. So I shave myself. Me afeito. Me maquillo. I put myself makeup on or something like that. Me peino. I do my hair or do my hair to myself. It's all things that you do to yourself. So me visto. I get myself dressed. All of these things happen before you go out of the house, hopefully, anyway. And when you get back at the end of the day, there are other things that you might do. For example, me acuesto.
Me acuesto.
Now, me acuesto is the sort of going to bed. It's not quite falling asleep. It's going to bed. So it's going upstairs and getting yourself organized for going to bed. Me acuesto.
Me acuesto.
And then another thing that you might do is me desnudo.
Me desnudo.
Now you've got the word nudo in there, so you can probably work out what that means.
I get undressed.
I get undressed. Yeah, it's the opposite of me visto. Me desnudo.
Me desnudo.
And finally, what you'll probably do is say me duermo.
Me duermo.
And duermo is linked to dormir.
To sleep.
To sleep. Me duermo. I go to sleep.
Me duermo.
Okay, and again, all these phrases are using me, which really means myself, although in English, we don't always use the word myself in the phrase. So just as we don't say, I comb myself the hair or anything like that, in Spanish, you have to say me peino and me desnudo. Me duermo. Everything, all these things are things that you do to yourself, in a sense. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter.
And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
We started this lesson by looking at me llamo, meaning I call myself. Cara, can you remember how you say, what do you call yourself? What is your name?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? So the llamas is using that as ending of the verb. So llamo, llamas. And what is the, what's happening to the me?
It's changing to te.
Yeah. So how would you say you get up?
Te levanto, levantas.
Te levantas. Muy bien. Te levantas.
Te levantas.
Perfecto. Now, if I therefore wanted to ask you the question, at what time do you get up? How would I ask that?
¿A qué hora te levantas?
Muy bien. ¿A qué hora te levantas?
¿A qué hora te levantas?
Entonces, cara, ¿a qué hora te levantas?
Me levanto a las 7.
Perfecto. And this is a pattern that you get into if someone asks you, ¿a qué hora te levantas? You change the as to o, me levanto. Okay, and just the same way as we do, we would do, ¿a qué hora desayunas? Desayuno. So desayunas becomes desayuno. ¿A qué hora te levantas? Me levanto. You've got to include the me in there because it's a reflexive verb. Now, again, like last week, some of these won't follow that as ending in the tu form. You'll probably hear a few es, which is spelled es as the end. As I ask Cara these questions, just try to recognize, to begin to recognize the tu forms. We're concentrating on the yo, the I forms here, but try to recognize the tu forms so that we can use them in the future. We're also going to introduce some slightly more complicated times, and these will include, for example, a las siete y cuarto. Cuarto being a quarter. So, a las siete y cuarto.
Quarter past seven.
Yeah, quarter past seven. 7:15. And you also may hear, for example, a las ocho menos cuarto.
A las ocho menos cuarto. Is that quarter to?
Quarter to eight, yeah. 7:45. I know these phrases are said differently in different parts of the English-speaking world. In Spanish, a las ocho menos cuarto and a las ocho y cuarto. 8:15, ocho y cuarto, ocho menos cuarto, quarter to eight, 7:45. Okay. Entonces, cara, ¿a qué hora te despiertas?
Me despierto a las 7.
Muy bien. ¿Y te levantas a las 7?
No, me levanto a las 7:15.
Muy bien. ¿Y te duchas o te bañas?
Me ducho.
¿A qué hora?
Me ducho a las 7:30.
Muy bien. ¿No te afeitas?
No.
¿Te maquillas?
Sí. Me maquillo a las 8:45.
Sí. ¿Y te vistes?
Sí, claro.
Antes de salir.
Sí.
Okay, so before going out, antes de salir, me visto. Te vistes in this case. Entonces, al volver. So, on coming back to the house, al volver a casa, ¿a qué hora cenas?
Ceno a las 7.
Sí. ¿Y por la tarde trabajas o estudias?
Sí, estudio por la tarde.
Por la tarde, in the evening or the afternoon in certain situations, but here we're talking about después de cenar, after dining, estudias, ¿verdad?
Sí, verdad.
¿Y a qué hora te acuestas?
Me acuesto a las 11, más o menos.
Más o menos. ¿Y a qué hora te duermes?
Me duermo a las 11:30.
Muy bien. Y dime, Cara, ¿durante el fin de semana te acuestas a las 11?
No, me acuesto a las 4 o 5 por la mañana.
Now, this is actually something quite important because you don't say de la mañana a las 4 o 5 de la mañana because there is another time period in the Spanish-speaking world, and that is madrugada.
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 La madrugada, which probably goes from about midnight through to 4 or 5 in the morning. So, for example, you would say a las 3 de la madrugada.
A las 3 de la
madrugada.
Madrugada.
A las 3 de la madrugada.
A las 3 de la madrugada.
Okay, so about 3 o'clock in the very early morning. Muy bien. Now, Cara, I'd like you to ask me the same questions, okay?
Okay. ¿Te despiertas a qué hora?
Normalmente me despierto a las 6, más o menos.
¿Y te levantas a qué hora?
Pues normalmente me levanto también a las 6. Me despierto y me levanto.
¿A qué hora te duchas?
Me ducho a las 6:15.
¿Y te afeitas o te maquillas?
Pues depende. No, normalmente me afeito, no me maquillo.
¿A qué hora te vistes?
Me visto a las 6:30, a las 7:15.
Ok, ¿y por la tarde? ¿A qué hora te acuestas?
Bueno, depende. Si tengo mucho trabajo, me acuesto a medianoche o quizás aún a la 1 de la madrugada. Pero normalmente me acuesto a las 11.
¿Y a qué hora te duermes?
Pues me gusta leer. Así que normalmente leo un poco y luego me duermo a las 11:30 o quizás medianoche. Pero si tengo mucho trabajo y me acuesto tarde, pues no leo y me duermo inmediatamente.
Okay.
Okay, now there was quite a lot in that, and I obviously expanded a little. And a full transcript of our conversation there is in this week's notes, so you can find them at the website. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish. And follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto.
Coffee Break. Coffee Break Español.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.